This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show reaches out beyond Washington and Baltimore, stretches out beyond the Beltway, across the mountains and valleys, to broadcast from sea to shining sea. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And we're in competition with other networks, not with a bunch of punks broadcasting out of a closet.
Copyright 1996, Infinity Broadcasting, all rights reserved. A presentation of Westwood One Entertainment and a production of Washington, D.C. Superstation 106.7 WJFK.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Ain't they jerks? I listen to them on my way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK. Ain't they jerks?
Don and Mike, kick ass. Don and Mike, kick ass. Don and Mike, kick ass.
And for 10 years, I don't know that I could have made it. I don't know that I'd have had the courage that Dean had. Remember, Dean was never ever given his due. It was always Jerry this and Jerry that. Jerry the businessman, Jerry the comic, the silly one, the little guy. Dean and I were both 6 feet tall. But I crouched when we worked because it was in the best interest of comedy, so they called me the little guy. But everything was Jerry. Dean took a back seat for 10 solid years. When indeed, Jerry would have been absolutely worthless without that centerpiece. Dean was the rock and the spine of that act, and people didn't recognize that. And he was able to deal with that. He was able to deal with almost indifference while Jerry was the king of comedy. That was rough.
Shrimpin' is tough.
Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says, Joe. Keep laughing.
Hi, big guy. How are you?
Fine.
Okay. You got the weather?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Today is going to be sunny, and the high is going to be 54. And of the low is going to be 35.
Bart.
And Bart? Tomorrow is going to be sunny. Today is going to be sunny, and tomorrow is going to be sunny. And it's gonna be windy, so hold on to your hat. It's gonna be 52. And
yeah.
And now it's 42. But the weatherman on WACA.
Yeah. Boy, I think you're talking all goofy again today.
I don't know.
Don't know.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
Listen, this is an emergency. And it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are until I come out publicly against your product and you'll see how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crawford, it's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. It's a sword. cuts both ways.
1898, Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it. Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant... Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and, Who is it?
The pizza guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir. Order the double cheese and sausage.
Right here, dude. Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba. Having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
You know, I've been thinking about this, Mr. Hand. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? Certainly there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. But it is my class. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Mr. Spicoli has been kind enough to bring us a snack. Be my guest. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
Jimmy.
What's up?
Did I hit something?
What the is that?
Is it flat? What? No.
Better pull over and see.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
You are the best thing on the radio!
Don and Mike, my brother.
I can think of no finer way to say we're back than with that happy montage of tapes.
Yeah!
And now here he is, tanned and rested from his week in Wichita. You know how to party, Buzz. Here's radio's Buzz Burbank. Cello, Buzz.
The following program still contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
This club... Club Fred you were at, right? Oh, for guys named Fred in Wichita.
Live from the Bob Seska Room inside the Odor Center.
It's urgent.
In scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Don and Mike Show. Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, Diana Seelman, Bobo Big Shoes Spiewak, and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with fresh faces for 96.
Hey, everybody.
Today.
Good afternoon, buddy.
Our wacky vacation recaps. A brief question and answer session about our interactive CD-ROM, including an all-new clue. A call to Cody Gifford, summer camp counselor. A review of all the new movies we haven't seen yet. Rob A. Spiewak dials for transvestites. A peek inside our wacky story file. Honk for cash.
Ah! Mike, maybe I'm mistaken, but this sounds like all the same crap that we ended 1995 with.
All new for 96. Mike Hystand, new and improved from USA Today on sports.
Hold on, I have a pronunciation. I think it's Hystand.
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 Diana wrote it H-E-E with that little upside down mark there. Mike Hystand from USA Today.
Mike from USA Today on sports. And yes, we are still selling our interactive CD-ROM, The World of Don and Mike. Yes, you heard us in 95. We're still going to be hawking it in 96. Mm-hmm. You've heard all about it. Now get it for yourself by calling 1-800-529-9900. Still priced to move at just $39.99. Use Einen Finger and your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, or Diners Club. And thank you muchísimo hard.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
All ready for it, Big Daddy. Lay it on me.
Today, food poisoning.
Ah, you were in Jamaica.
No, I was just at a restaurant where they hated me. But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the big old bad old cartoon begin.
We're gonna play the top 10
and the bottom 15.
You know his taste.
It's so nifty.
Let's start to swing.
Swing.
And let's start to sway.
Sway.
Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Don Geronimo and Michael Bay.
Yep.
All right, just give me a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Just give me a moment to settle in and realize 1996 is just like 1995. Hello, and thank you for listening. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara via the Westwood One Radio Network, sea to shining sea, and thank you for listening.
The show that's all new for 96.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I catch myself, especially when we're on vacation, buying into that that whole big thing about everything new in the new year.
Sure.
And things changing and things getting better and things not as bad as you had remembered them before.
That's right. No. You get caught up in it, but you didn't get caught up in it this year.
Well, no, I did until I came back here.
Yeah.
I did until I walked through the front door at 10800 Main Street in Toothless Fairfax, Virginia.
And saw all those happy faces saying, welcome, willkommen.
All the skeletons, all the people saying, welcome back. Ah, at least you have a tan. At least you went somewhere. We were here all last week.
That's right. Hi, welcome back. Where'd you go? Great, good. Glad to hear it. Okay, great. Back to work.
Here we are. And hello, thank you for listening. We'll start the program like we do every time we get back from vacation. Or weekend, got some vacation stories to get to, and then more beyond that. Before we start anything here, let me announce 1-800-529-9900. We're still selling the interactive CD-ROM, The World of Don and Mike.
Yeah, now for those of you that didn't get yours for Christmas, now you're going to be able to hear from everybody, and they'll tell you how great they are, and you're going to want one for your very own.
And I want to thank the people who took the time and the trouble to send us hate letters on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Received some of those today, some nice letters from people saying, screw you guys, didn't receive it in time for Christmas.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope by now everybody has. There was one letter back on, maybe it's still back on the desk.
A real hate letter?
It was from Nevada. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
The letter starts out like by saying, you know, hey, screw you guys, I didn't get it. And it's dated December 24th.
Right.
Here you go. Merry Christmas. Keep in mind that we don't package these things and sell them ourselves.
Yeah, and we're really disappointed that people that wanted them before Christmas, that a couple of people out there didn't get them.
Dear Don and Mike, well, here it is, Christmas Eve, and I'm truly disappointed, as we had planned to play the Don and Mike CD-ROM.
Oh.
I was one of the first persons to order your CD-ROM, and it was promised over and over again I'd have it for Christmas. It hasn't arrived, and all of your many promises have been broken.
Oh, no.
As is my heart.
No.
Cancel my order. And I will use the money to buy another Walkman that gets TV reception so I could listen to Regis and Kathy Lee.
Oh, how cruel.
Now, this is not the Christmas spirit. Truly disappointed, Mary Walls, Reno Air employee, Reno, Nevada. And then it's written on December 29th at the bottom. P.S. Myself and my coworkers received our CD-ROMs on December 26th. Mm. Since I gave my computer to my daughter in another city, I will go there this weekend to try it out. Don't make any more promises you can't keep.
Ooh.
Come on, where's that holiday spirit?
Happy New Year.
This was written right on Christmas Eve. Come on.
And really, we sincerely apologize for those of you that wanted to get it before Christmas.
Yeah.
If you didn't, that sucks, and we sympathize with you. But we do maintain that when you do receive your CD-ROM...
You'll love it.
You're going to love it. And the product is what we stand behind.
You are going to love it. What I want to know is, well, she didn't cancel it, obviously. She waited 5 days after she'd been playing it, then right on the bottom of the letter.
Yeah.
You know, just an additional little there. Hey, you go, guys.
There you are.
That's a nice letter to get. You know, I was barely able to do the show today, what with having this letter on the desk and also still reeling from the loss of Dean Martin.
I do not like to come into the office after a long vacation and see you at the desk
in absolute sobbing tears.
Dino, my Dino.
Yeah.
And I almost thought we killed Jimmy Stewart, too.
Mm-hmm. Came very, very close.
You know, on the last show we did before Christmas, we did It's a Wonderful Life, and it was such a putrid rendition this year.
Sure.
That I said they would probably kill Jimmy Stewart if he's not dead already. Well, lo and behold, get home on Thursday night and find out that Jimmy Stewart has fallen down some stairs.
Rob A. Informed me that they put that lovely rendition on tape. That one went on to tape, just in case you want
to
preserve it for posterity.
Who wants that tape? you might as well take that tape, burn it, and use the oil for something that you get from the tape.
Melt it down.
Now look at all the phones are going crazy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, how you doing?
Let me just see who's calling. Hello, we're doing great.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
This is Mike from up in Baltimore. How you doing?
Fine.
Did you enjoy your vacation?
Yes.
Good. I ordered my CD-ROM on the 12th of December and received it on the, I believe it was the 19th.
That's good. It's a happy story. I'm sure these happy stories do nothing for the people that got them on the 26th.
Lady in Reno is probably going to write you a letter now.
Well, I've only played it once for a couple hours. I don't even own a computer. I had to have the disc, but I don't even own a computer.
Wow. So you went to somebody else's computer to try it out?
Yep, I've lined up three different friends of mine that have computers that I can go play my game when I get a chance now.
Good. Glad that you like it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, that's good. Well, that's certainly spirit picker-upper.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Professor Frank from Wichita.
Hi. Hi, Frank.
I ordered the CD on December 12th. My postmark here is December 18th. I didn't receive it until December 28th, so it was the post office mistake.
Scapegoat!
That's
right.
I got the proof right here.
Postal service. That's right. We all know about the postal employees now, don't we?
You bet. It was probably open, and they probably were playing it before they sent it to me.
That's right.
Yep.
Enjoying it. So have you played it?
No, haven't had a chance yet.
Haven't had a chance? Boy, you are busy. You got it on the 28th. You haven't been able to play with it yet?
No, sir. School starts again in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, the law office waits.
You're the guy that does the business law test with our names on it.
Exactly.
All right.
Got you. All right.
He's suing people over the Christmas break.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
Bye-bye. All right.
Well, that is a long turnaround.
Maybe some of those hate letters can go towards the good old U.S. Post Office.
Yeah,
huh?
We did the best we could.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not our fault. It's the Postal Service.
Feeling bad now out there in Reno?
Yeah.
I hope so.
All right. You just, look for those people with the eagle on their chests.
And the blue shirts.
Not dynamite.
And the pith helmets.
Yeah, those people under the enormous amount of pressure. We're going to throw some of our pressure onto them. That added pressure that they need so desperately.
And you want to know what I think really about postal employees? I don't give gifts like to the paper boy or to anybody that does stuff like that around our house.
Yeah.
But the one guy that I always take care of is the postal guy, the mailman.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And we were on the plane to Jamaica, and I got a brief momentary. Oh my God, Frida. Did you leave something for the mailman?
That's right. Every year we do the same thing. Fresh rounds of ammo.
That's what they love, don't you know? That's what we got my guy through. The steel-tipped kind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Well, hollow points.
Endorsed by somebody who works on the station, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we inquired to make sure the best product was given.
So listen, glad that you got the CD-ROMs. Glad that you're with us. Glad that you're listening in 1996. We do appreciate it. I got a heck of a lot to tell you. Hold on a second. Here's a guy from Rochester, New York, who's gotten very far in our CD-ROM.
Uh-oh. All right. We got to be careful here.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi. Doing great. Thank you.
Good. My name's Terry Zappi. I'm calling from Rochester.
Right, Terry.
Let's see. I have everything except for Mike's picture.
Wow. Then you have gotten it all. Then you're very close to strip trivia.
Great.
Very close to strip trivia.
And you have just figured it out by just messing around in there, huh?
Yep. I figured all the tapes out. I got the I don't know how much I can say.
Well, don't give any answers now. But
okay.
This would just be encouragement for anybody who's got it and has put it in the machine, has not been able to make heads or tails of it. Like maybe
afraid to throw me in.
Like me.
To the lawyers.
No, that's all right. So you got past the tapes. Did you get past the Tom Gavin spelling room?
No, I need. I think I need a couple letters for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think I need another M and. And maybe the O.
How many hours do you figure you've lasted on the machine playing this game?
Well, my wife would know better, but probably about 40 hours.
40 hours.
Wow. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Now, listen, I'm no math genius, but I know that if you take if you take $40, which is what you paid for that, you've already paid, you paid $40, you played 40, that's already a dollar a minute. Would you pay a dollar a minute for true entertainment, ladies and gentlemen?
Better deal than that. A dollar an hour.
I would pay double that.
Oh, that would be 40 minutes, wouldn't
it? Sure, yeah.
I would pay.
It's a dollar an hour, Don.
Welcome back, everybody.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and one more call about this.
A dollar a minute. If it's a dollar a minute, we should have, you know, raised the price on the product.
One more call. It's a mailman. Hello.
Hey,
hello. Hi, mail guy.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Happy New Year. It's nice to have you back.
Same to you. Thank you, my friend.
I want to tell all these people not to get upset with their mailman. It's not his fault. If that stuff is first class, it goes the day he sees it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell the people that had the postmark on the 18th of December when they had it sent out. Yeah,
Mike, when will you stop treating our postal employees like this?
I'm sorry.
When will you treat them with the respect that they so richly deserve?
Yeah, the Postal Service is getting in our way on this one.
Oh, but this is a good chance to ask why something that got postmarked on the 18th didn't get delivered until the 28th.
Well, you ask that question.
Okay,
Buzz. Go ahead.
I'll ask that question.
Let that be on your head.
All right.
Well, what's the answer there, my mailman friend?
It sits in offices. It sits in transit. It's not the mailman's fault.
Are you on your route right now?
No, I'm on my way home. I listen to you guys generally from about... Mm.
You going out to the shooting range? Hello?
I'm going out to get some armor-piercing shells right now.
Gotcha. I knew it. All right. Thank you, my friend.
And he's got a collection of TV guides in his basement.
Hey, Mike, it's our new best friend, Sam Huff.
Sam Huff, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Sam.
Hey, come on in, Sam.
Come here. Come on in.
Now, this would be a wonderful way to start 1996.
All right.
If only every show we could start with an appearance by Hall of Fame linebacker Sammy Huff.
Sam Huff, who referred to you as a bright young boy.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
All right, he was rubbing my belly.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Hall of Famer Sam Huff right here.
Yeah.
Hi, here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful.
Here's the linebacker himself.
Oh, you guys, is this work?
This is it, Sammy.
This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. How are your holidays, Sam?
Fantastic.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I spent time in Florida at West Palm Beach. I have a cheap condominium there. And it was great. I needed some time off. You wouldn't like it. It was 85 degrees yesterday.
Oh,
you
man.
Would not like it, you guys.
You sound better than the last broadcast, where the vocal cords were in rough shape. That, and coincidentally, that was 2 days after our Christmas
party. That's true. But the party didn't do it.
I didn't think so. You seemed fine at the party.
I get that every year.
Oh, really?
You know, and trying to overtalk you guys at a party is impossible.
I just want to stop. Something, you know, I was saying before, nothing's new in 1996.
Yes.
This is new.
This is great.
Sam Huff just walk into our studio and say hello.
Yes,
it really is.
It's a big thrill for us, Sam. For those of you in other cities around the country, Sam is part of the Three Amigos that broadcast the Redskins games right here on WJFK
in
Washington.
And at one point, Sam wanted to crack our heads open after Frank Herzog told him some stuff.
No. We said we're never going to mention that again.
You're right.
Never going to mention that again. That was 7 years ago.
That's out of there.
That's history.
We'll just leave it at that. We were very scared that day, Sam. Very, very scared.
Well, you know, those things happen. But, you know, you should never carry grudges. You guys are the brightest guys on radio. I mean, you guys are fantastic. I was talking to my partner, Larry Jones, and I said, you know, Larry, these guys are fantastic. He said, I wouldn't want to try to compete with them when it comes to intelligence and being bright. And that's true. It's great to listen to. It's good radio.
Thank you, Sam. That's terrific. And Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys. And the Redskins won the last three out of four games. And we're looking forward to
1996. Right.
That's going to be exciting. And Sonny Jurgensen and I have been together and Frank Herzog now for over 15 years. So we're going to try to make it as exciting as we can next year. I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. You're optimistic about the team in 96?
I really am. But being realistic, too, you know, Dallas, they got to play Dallas twice. They got to play the Eagles twice. And I think the Giants will be improved because they're going to make some changes quarterback, I'm sure. So the league is going to improve. But the Redskins are going to improve. If they can keep, without going into the free agent market too much, you know, if they can just kind of keep continuity with the team that they had.
Did you get that jacket from James Rockford? Doesn't that look like a jacket that Jim Rockford would have worn?
It's not bad. It's warm.
There you go.
You need it here, Don.
All right.
You needed it. Sammy, we got a break. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Sam Huff, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, see,
that brightens my new year right away. Just having Sam come by and drop by. I think that's great. Thanks a lot, Sam.
You can almost see Jim Rockford driving that.
That's cool.
1973 Trans Am. Wearing that jacket. And incidentally, a jacket which is timeless.
Yeah.
A jacket which could have been worn by a guy on a TV show 20 years ago. Still is fresh today.
Style is, you know, is always timeless, Don.
Glad that you're with us. Please stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.